Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I'm the pastor of Elevation Church. Thank you for joining us on the Elevation Podcast. Every single week, there's a brand new message from Elevation Church. But today, here's a bonus teaching exclusively for our podcast listeners. We picked it out just for you. I hope you enjoy this bonus message.
But I want to read the scripture from Luke 13, verse 6 through 9. And Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let alone this year also, one more year." Touch somebody and say, "One more year. Give me one more year to work with this thing. And I'm going to dig around it, and I'm going to put on manure, and then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down." Let's walk through the vineyard with Jesus because he has some object lessons to teach us. Apparently, as Jesus is surveying the nation of Israel after ministering among them for 3 years, he did not find what he was looking for. And in order to illustrate his sense of disappointment with what the religious system had created in his day, he turns to yet another agricultural example. It's one of God's favorite ways to teach, by using the process of nature to help us to understand the nature of his grace and the nature of his heart and the nature of our struggle. And so he does it in a vineyard. And as we walk through this vineyard, it's just like 4 or 5 verses that I read, but there's a lot in it, because I would suggest to you that you will, in different seasons of your life, different stages of your development, identify with all of the different elements in this parable. Maybe in one day you could identify with all of the elements. What I mean to say is, there's an owner of a vineyard who was disappointed. There's a manager of a vineyard who is disappointing. And there's a tree in the vineyard that's dysfunctional. Now, at different points of last week, you were all three of those things. You were disappointed, you were disappointing, and you were dysfunctional. So I could preach this sermon from all three of those perspectives, and I think I just might. And this week I'm preaching to you from a parable. And the interesting thing about a parable is we get a lot of different interpretations, but one thing you have to see in this story, no matter how you come at it, is that it's a disappointing situation for everyone involved. And this man had a fig tree, and it was supposed to produce the fruit that was in it from the seed that it came from. But when it didn't do it, the owner became insistent that it either had to grow or it had to go. Touch somebody next to you, say, "It's gotta grow or it's gotta go." It's gotta go. If it doesn't grow, it's gotta go, because if it's not growing, it's dying. And sometimes dead things in your life take up space to keep things that could be living from doing what they have the potential to do, because you won't deal with your disappointments at a deep level. But Jesus said that the kingdom of God is like this. It's like a owner of a vineyard. This is representing God, who comes to the manager of the vineyard and he says, "I've been coming for 3 years seeking fruit." He came looking for something that he himself had planted. It said the owner of the vineyard planted a fig tree. So when he came to reach for a fig, his expectation wasn't met, because he knew what he had put in the ground. And when he compared it to what he saw in the tree, he said, "Wait a minute. I planted something that is not producing." And I just point that out to you because some of you are so busy trying to produce something that God never planted in your life. Come on. That you don't have any peace and you don't have any power because you keep trying to put out pomegranates when God planted you to produce figs. Can I preach about this? Touch somebody gently and say, do you? Because the sad thing about it is, when God planted you to be a fig tree, when you start trying to put out apples, you rob the energy that you could have used to produce figs, trying to produce something that wasn't in you. And I believe the word of the Lord is coming to set somebody free today. That maybe you've been disappointed because you've been trying to produce something that isn't your destiny. God never reaches for anything out of your life that He didn't put in the soil of your heart and your spirit. Comes down to the question, what's in you? What's in you? What's in you? And when you know what's in you, you can deal with disappointment on a different level, because you can stop being mad about the fruit you didn't grow if that wasn't encoded into the seed of your DNA to be able to do what God called you to do. It's all about purpose. Can I go on? Yes. The next thing he says something that sounds kind of cruel on the surface. He said to the manager of the vineyard, listen, man, I've been very patient, verse 7, for 3 years. I've given it 3 cycles. 3 years. Given it 3 years. I've given it 3 years. I'm pointing that out because some of y'all have never even stayed in a church that long. I've given it 3 years. I've given it 3 years. And it isn't working. It isn't working. What I planted is not producing. So we gotta get rid of this tree and cut it down. Here's the question, verse 7. Why should it use up the ground? Now, this is intensely practical because, you know, if it's a vineyard and the manager is overseeing the whole vineyard, it stands to reason, or at least we can infer, that many of the other, if not all of the other trees, were doing fine. Okay? It was one tree that was not producing. But I will point out that the same ground that this tree was planted in and it would not produce was the same ground that was making all the other trees grow. Are you using your environment as an excuse as to why you can't grow? Because a lot of us do. We use our environment, our demographic, perhaps our background, perhaps offenses that came into our life, people that limit us. We even talk about haters. I think it's funny how everybody talks about haters. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard 12-year-olds talk about haters can't hold me down. Who hates you, man? What kind of haters do you have? You don't have any haters. You don't even have any hair on your chest or under your arms. You don't have any haters yet.
Haters, my haters.
Because the problem with blaming haters for what you can't do is there's somebody else who has more haters than you, and yet somehow they found a way to produce. There's somebody else who had less educational opportunity than you, and yet they found a way to go on and be a doctor. There's somebody else who had less cultured upbringing than you, and they're running a company. Somebody else who had less love in their home than you do, and yet they found a way to have a loving marriage. It's not where you're planted that determines how high you grow. It's the purpose that is in you and your persistence that determines how high you can go. And some of you just quit way too quickly. Just quit. Just quit. The man said, for 3 years, I love his manager. He hired a good manager because the manager didn't make a single excuse. He took initiative and he answered him. Verse 8. Sir, if I may, let it alone this year also. Give it another chance. Give it another chance. The devil has no problem defeating the child of God who is easily disappointed. I mean, you got to have the kind of defiance in your spirit that when something threatens to cut down what God is growing in your life, you stand up and say, let me have another chance. Let me have another chance. See, because I can do more than I've done up to this point. I can do two things. I can do two things. If you give me one more year, everybody say one more year. One more year. Give me one more year. And here's what I'm going to do. Leave it alone, but I'm not going to leave it alone. See, that's how some of us think. We think that if we just leave stuff alone, it'll get better. You know, so instead of dealing with disappointment, we just deny disappointment. Can I tell you something? Nothing good grows when left alone. Have you ever tried to have a garden? Stuff will grow if you leave the garden alone, but it won't be anything that you want to look at. What will grow if you leave the garden alone? Yeah, all the weeds and the stuff that chokes out the stuff that you planted. So he says to the man, leave it alone so I can go to work on it. So I can roll up my sleeves and get my hands dirty dealing with this disappointment. He doesn't deny the disappointment. He doesn't excuse it. He says, I got two things I want to do. If you give me one year, I think if I do these two things, when you come back and look at this tree again, I think you're going to find some figs. And the first thing I want to do is I want to dig around it. I want to dig around it. I want to get beneath the surface. Now listen, this blew my mind when God showed me this. The problem appeared at the level of the leaves, right? But the problem was caused at the level of the roots. Okay? So where the problem appears is not where the problem needs to be dealt with. Where the problem shows up is not usually where the problem started. Where it shows is not usually where it grows. Now I'm getting there. Because it shows at the level of the leaves where the figs were not when the man went to check for fruit. But the fruit that you can see is always a result of the root that you cannot see. Always. So this man was skilled enough to know that if I'm going to go to work on this, I can't stay at the surface level. I got to get down and dirty. I've been dealing with my disappointments up here, and I keep trying to fix it at an external level. And I keep trying to fix it at the level that I can see. But this year, everybody say this year. Because some of you have spent 47 years dealing with stuff at the level of the leaves. But this year, if you really want to deal with it, if you really want to see fruit come forth, if you really want to get to the root, to the heart, to the issue, you got to dig beneath the surface. Come on, we're going to have to dig for this. We're going to dig for this. We're going to dig for this. If I was really, really wanting to be cheesy, I would say some of y'all want the figs, but you don't want to. You want the peace. You got to dig for it. You want the prosperity. And when I say prosperity, I'm talking about more than money. You want to really overflow with meaning in life, with significance in life, with a godly success, you're going to have to dig for it. You see other people's figs and you see other people's fruit, but you have no idea the root work that produced that fruit that looks so delicious to you. And so then you're disappointed. You know, well, I prayed about that for a week. He said for 3 years. Let patience have its perfect work in you, that you may be complete and mature, lacking nothing. That's what James said. You have to dig around it for a while. It's been planted there for a long time, so keep digging. When I read it in the King James, because we have a King James Bible, you know, the old one, the King James Bible with the these and thous and the chows and all. It was the way he said it in there. It was, I wanted to show it to you real quick. I told him, put it on the screen. He said, and he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also till I shall dig about it and. And dung it. And so you know what God does when you ask him to deal with the disappointment in your life? It's in the text. It's plainly in the text. He said, I'm going to have to dig it, and I'm going to have to dung it. So you want to deal with the disappointment? Well, that's good. What I'm going to have to do then is I'm going to have to bring a truckload of disappointment and put it in the place where you're disappointed. This is so deep. I don't know if I can clarify this before my time is up. But he said, I'm going to dig out around that place, and then I'm going to dump on it. I'm going to dung on it. I'm going to allow you to go through a season of failure until you begin to see failure as fertilizer. I said your failure is nothing but fertilizer. Your failure is nothing but fertilizer. God says, I want to make a delivery into your life. What I want to do is I want to dig around those places where you've been disappointed. And then I want to allow your life to be covered in some stuff, some messy stuff, some smelly stuff, some hard stuff. But if you can learn to see that what I'm doing while I'm digging isn't so you will die, but it's so that what's in you can come more fully alive, you can deal with it. So, let me go ahead and clear a few of you traditional people out of the church. Whatever crap comes your way this week, I said, whatever crappy thing happens to you this week, whatever terrible, messy, crappy thing happens to you this week, I want you to look at it and call it, say, ah, that's not crap, that's compost. That's not failure, that's fertilizer. Oh, somebody talked about me? Thank you very much. I needed some fresh dung so I could grow some. Come on, shout it out, say, I'm growing. I'm growing. This year I'm growing. This year I'm digging. This year I'm stretching forth my leaves. I'm about to bear fruit this season.
Well, if you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple things I'd love for you to do. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. You can also help us reach others by investing today at elevationchurch.org/give. And thanks again for joining us on the Elevation Podcast.